feel this is where God would have us to go today in the second chapter. And it's been upon our hearts this week, so I want to try my best to just preach for a few minutes from the Word of the Lord and words that will uplift each and every one of us that know Him as our Lord and Savior, and words that will cause you that are lost to stop, pause for a few minutes in your life and look at all the things that God has done for you and where He has blessed you to be today and what He has in store if you'll just surrender your life and will into His hands. So the book of Luke, very familiar passage of Scripture, especially this time of the year in the second chapter. First seven verses is what we'll be reading this morning. So you pray for us for the time that we are before you. And the Bible says in the first verse, "And it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made to Cyrenius when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." And stop reading there with that seventh verse. And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And several years ago, we preached from this passage of Scripture. And sometimes we wrestle with the Lord about these things. But this is a word that He wants us to bring this morning. And I would like to use for a text from that seventh verse, "No room." No room. And as we look at this passage of Scripture, and we began to think about all the things that was happening in the time that our Lord was born in Bethlehem of Judea, no doubt the city was hustling and bustling about because they were there to be taxed, to pay their taxes. And there was a lot of activities that was taking place. And when Mary and Joseph come into town, they may have been late getting there. Bible doesn't tell us all this, but I believe that we can see that. Because when they got there, everybody else had a place to stay, but there was no room for Mary and Joseph. And some of us would say it was just poor planning on their part, that they should have left earlier. They should have gotten there to when there was plenty of rooms available for them. But it wouldn't have mattered, I don't believe, if they'd gotten there at noonday. On the first day, there still would have not been any room for them in the inn. And people say, how can you say that? Because the Bible prophesied where the Lord was to be born. In fact, in the Old Testament alone, there are over 300 prophecies of Christ being born, that a Savior would come, starting in Genesis, the third chapter, the very first one, when He told the devil, "You shall bruise his head," or "heal, but he shall crush your head." We know that these prophecies are throughout. And if we can just imagine for a few minutes of time that if we had been an innkeeper and we had been religious, or if we had known the Word of God, we might have saved one room. Because this might be the year that Mary and Joseph would come to bring forth that child. And some folks might say, well, how would the innkeeper know that Christ, the Savior of the world, was going to come, especially that He would come to Bethlehem? The Bible in the book of Micah in the fifth chapter, it was prophesied that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. It was told that there would be a ruler that would be born whose goings have been from of old, from everlasting. This was not new that a Christ was coming, that a Savior was coming, and He would be born in Bethlehem. But much like the world today and even our lives, many folks have read the Word, they've heard the Word preached, but they still have not made room for Christ. We have made room for everything else in the world. And I'm preaching this morning to the lost, but I believe it applies to every one of us. That when we begin to investigate and look at our lives, we see that we have made room for so many things. And when our lives come to an end, many of those things that we made room for won't amount to very much at all. In fact, we will leave them behind. Those things that we made room for, that we look back and we say, was it really important that I had time for that in my life? And we really can't criticize the city of Bethlehem and all of its citizens that was there that didn't have room for Christ, because it's much like our world today. People are busy, and our lives are so consumed with everything else in the world except for what is truly important. And what is important is that we make time for Christ. And people say, well, that's awful for a pastor to get up and say that we need to take some things out of our life. How many of us know today that we've got way too much stuff in our life that we should eliminate and make more room and time for Jesus Christ and the church of the living God? We have time, and I didn't come to cast us down. I came to lift us up. We have time to work, and work is important. And I think it's commemorable, and it's important that we notice and acknowledge that Christ says it's important for a man and woman to work to provide for their families. He says, he that doesn't work and provide for his own is worse than an infidel and is already denied the faith. He knows, we know that it's important, and Christ knows that it's important that we have time for our family. God is a family God. He wants the family to stay together. But anytime we put more things in our life except for God and His Son Jesus Christ, the family at its very structure is in trouble. It's in trouble. People look at some of us that's been married a long time and they say, you sure have been lucky to have been married that long. And I believe every one of us that's mature enough to admit it this morning, if it wasn't because we had time for God in our life, we would not have met that milestone. There is nothing that we can brag about except for what God has done for us. Throughout the ages, men have and women have made time for everything. I think about all those families today in Connecticut. You know, those things, the job that was important, the car that was important, the house that was important, the things of this life that was important. Today they're looking back and wishing that they had some of that time back to really apply to those things that are important to them in their life. And when we look at all the Bible story and relay it into today's time, we see that there's still folks out there. There's folks even in our congregation today. There are saved folks that, and I put this in and I want to preach to the lost this morning, but there are saved folks that we need to look at our lives and remove some of those things that has taken up room and crowded out God out of our lives. Crowded out God to where it's a duty. It is not a duty to worship the Lord. It is not a duty to come to the house of God. It is a privilege and an honor that we have to be able to magnify Him this morning. We look at all of these. The Bible says that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they had time in their lives. The religious world, they had time for religion. They did not have time for Jesus Christ. We're living in lax society today when people have all kinds of time for religion, but don't have time for the little Christ child that was born there in the manger. And even at this time, the people don't mind going to the manger and seeing a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. But folks, that is not what this season is all about. It's just celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. But folks, what we really need to realize, He didn't come to stay a babe in a manger. He come to pay the sin debt for you and I by dying on a cross at Calvary and being resurrected on the third and appointed day, so that you and I, when we realize we needed a Savior, we could have room in our lives to let Him come in and save us. Amen. The Bible says that in this, these scriptures, or in the scriptures that follow, even though there was no room at the inn for them, you notice there were some folks that made room in their lives to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Moms and dads, men and women, boys and girls, on this Christmas season, I hope that you have purposed some time in your life that you will celebrate what Christmas is all about. Forget about the gifts. And I know the kids look at me every year when I say that. But Sister Ruby, there are things that we have in our lives that's more important than the gifts that's under the tree. Take time to appreciate those little ones, and take time to appreciate that son or daughter. And some of us will say, well, our sons and daughters are not where they ought to be. You ought to appreciate them for who they are, and knowing that God is able to change their lives and make it such that they can be found back in the house of the Lord. They'll find room someday. I believe this on my heart. People say, well, Pastor, don't give us false hope. As long as there is a God in heaven sitting upon His throne, there is hope for our people that don't have room today, but tomorrow their lives could be changed if they would just open up their life and their heart and make room for Christ. But you notice, the Bible tells us in the 8th verse, and that there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you know what those shepherds did? The Bible says that those shepherds, they made haste and they went. They followed there, and they went to where the Christ child was, and they began to worship them. And the Bible teaches us this, that I don't know if they took their flock with them or if they just left their flock out there in the fields. There was something that was told to them that was more important than them doing their job. They left the sheep. Can I preach it like that this morning? They left the sheep and they ran to the city of David and to see this amazing birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible history teaches us that a shepherd was one of the lowest jobs that anybody could have. These men, even though society may look at them as being low and not well educated and not very talented, you know what the Bible says? When nobody else could find room, there were some people out on the hillside that was watching over the sheep. And the angel went there and said, you come, let's magnify this birth that's over here in Bethlehem. And folks, people say, well, that's why you're saved, because you was unlearned and because you didn't have much skill. I was saved because I was lost and undone, headed to hell and destruction. And the Lord sent an angel by my way, by the Holy Spirit, that convicted my life and showed me that I needed to make room on that Saturday night. I needed to make room in my life by allowing Jesus Christ to come in and save me. And if the shepherds had not come, there still would have been some celebrating the birth. Because if you read on, the Bible says after they talked to the shepherds that there was with the angel, suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. Folks, the Bible tells us if we will not praise God, if we will not make room in our lives for the Lord and Savior, that the trees will cry out unto Him, that the rocks in the mountains will cry out to Him. Folks, He's got angels in heaven that praise Him and worship Him all day long. And people say, what about the nighttime? There is no night in heaven. All day long they praise Him and worship Him. But I do not want an angel to be praising Him for what He has done for me. Anybody else feel like praising the Lord this morning? I'm thankful that I have room in my life to realize that without Christ, I would not have a life. Folks, I want to magnify Him and lift Him up because this is the day that God has given us to celebrate what the Lord has done for us. The Bible says that many of them they had no room. Many of our people today have time for everything else in the world. Let me preach for a few more minutes. They have time for the ball games. And folks, there is nothing wrong with ball games. They have time for ball games. They have time for leisure activities. They have time for the fishing and the skiing. They have time for working around the house. And they have time for doing those things that they want to do. But folks, let me give you some instruction this morning. In all of your getting, you better make time for Jesus Christ. Because one day, the call's going to come. Larry, it might be today that I get the call. It might be tomorrow that you get the call. You're going to get the call and it's going to come quickly and you may not have time to make room. Many of us folks, we think about how many of you's got more junk than you know what to do with, and we think that what I need to do is clean up a little bit, make room for something else. Folks, I want you to put it on a personal level this morning that many of us need to take inventory. Look what is taking all of our time. Look what we saturated our lives with, and get rid of some of that stuff and make room for God, His church, and His word in our lives. Because people, that'll make a Baptist church get real quiet. But many of us today, we've saturated with everything else that when it comes time for us to leave, it won't mount to a hill of beans. But what is done for Christ and His work will go on. I got to say this and then I'll move on. I think that if we ought to get just maybe on a Friday or Saturday night, and people say, well, here's the pastor going to put something else in our lives. But I tell you, I think we ought to put a Friday or Saturday to go back over here to the nursing home and just walk up and down the aisles just singing our songs of Christmas, because those folks were so touched by us. And folks, we might have been off key. We might have been in the wrong pitch and everything else. But you know, to them, we made time to come and share with them. It didn't matter what they sound like. Some of them even started joining in with us because nobody has room in their life to go visit with them. They were just excited that somebody would sing them a Christmas song and share with them the good news that there are still people that have room in their life for God and His work. Anybody else want to go with me? People say, oh, you get the Spirit up high and then you get people to volunteer. Folks, it's not me, it's the Lord. But the Bible says that we need to make room in our lives. God has blessed each and every one of us, saved and lost alike. Each and every one of us has been blessed by God to have talents and skills and abilities. And what we've done, we've filled our whole life with all this stuff, and we've left out the most important part. The most important part. Some folks will say, well, if I was to get my life right and I was to rededicate, if I'm saved, that then I wouldn't have time for anything else because they'd always want me to be in church. There is nothing wrong with being in church. There's nothing wrong with being here on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. People say, well, I just don't have time for all that. We have more time than what we think when we dedicate it in the right manner. Help me close this morning. We all have more time than what we think. How many of us spend, and you don't have to raise your hands, nor do you have to give a verbal outcry, but how many of us, even if our lives are so busy, still have hours upon hours upon hours of time that we fill it with everything else? Some of you won't confess. You say, well, Pastor, you told us not to. You and God know all about it. The Bible tells us that there are many stories of people that had no time for God nor His Son, Jesus Christ. You remember in the Bible, in the book of Acts, in the 24th chapter, Felix is one of those that's well known. He said, Paul, he said, you go your way, and when I have a convenient season, in other words, when I have room, when I have time in my life, I will call for thee. He knew what Paul was preaching was true. You know what I'm preaching this morning is true. Some of you are going to walk away and you say in your heart, you know, when I have more time, when I see that that I need to get right, then I'm going to make time to get right. And I may even call that preacher and ask him to come and talk to me. We don't know if Felix ever gave his heart to the Lord. And folks, let me give you this warning. You may have it in your mind to get ready and purpose it that you're going to make time. But hell is full of people that wanted to make time in their life, but death came and they was caught unaware and they went into eternity unprepared to meet God. They planned on one day. Every one of us plans on one day of changing things in our life. How many of you know there's things you need to change in your life? Confess on a Sunday morning. We know that we need to. We know that it's important, but folks, there is nothing that's more important than you realizing and me realizing that the more room we make for Christ, the better our life will be. People that have a close relationship with God have a great life. You say, well, I don't know. I've heard a lot of bad things in these testimonies and prayer requests from this morning already in the house of God. And Becky said it as well when she gave us that word today, that it doesn't matter. Every one of us is going to go through stuff in this life. Every one of us. Many folks are walking by themselves in the mess that the devil has brought to their households. I don't know what the devil's going to bring next to my household, but I do know this, that there is nothing that the devil can bring that my God cannot bring us through it and give us the victory when the devil come to bring defeat to our lives. People say, oh, you get awful brave when you start talking about what God can do. Is there anything that's too big for our God to take care of? And folks, God doesn't want to be a God just when trouble comes. He wants to be a God that you have made room to pray and to read and to search out the Scriptures and to serve Him and to work for Him and to try to tell others that Jesus is coming and they need to get saved. Let me close today. Just as when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, just as it was prophesied throughout the Old Testament, and Micah gave them the exact location. God has not done anything without warning His people. He's told us. And the thing that I want you to be aware of this morning in this closing of this message is that God has already told us His Son is coming again. People say, where is He coming? He's not coming to Bethlehem. He's not coming to Jerusalem. In fact, He's not coming on December the 21st, 2012. Some of you know what that date is. The world is just full of information right now because of my encounter only went to December the 21st, 2012. Many folks think that that's the end of the time. I say they just ran out of crayons to keep writing. Because the Bible says that no man, not even the angels, know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man is coming. But folks, you better get ready. Make some room in your life because He is coming again. And only those that have made room in their life for Him will He have room for you when we're carried away out of this life on the clouds of glory, home to be with Him for all eternity. I've got room for Christ. I've got room for God and for His Holy Spirit. Some of you sometimes will say, well, Pastor, I didn't tell you about it because I know your life is so busy. You got so much going on. But folks, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. People know this much about me for sure. Come Sunday morning, come Sunday night, come Wednesday night, there's only one place that I've got on my calendar to be. And it's not because I'm all of that. You know why it's on there? Some of you say, well, it's on there because you're a pastor. Brother Ron, it was on my calendar before I ever was a pastor. You know why? Because this is a place where I first met the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I need to come for no other reason than to praise Him that I once was lost. But now I'm saved by His marvelous grace. I've got room for Him because He had room for me when I was out there and had no hope of ever being saved. He come by and saved me by His marvelous grace. And folks, every one of us, Robin, Sharon, while you get a song, every one of us today ought to look at our lives and say, Lord, because of what You've done for me, help me to carve out a little bit more room that I can put more of You in my life. And folks that are lost and undone, people, you need to realize that today might be the last time that you have to get right with God, because the devil will allow you to squeeze out everything else and squeeze out God. But folks, let me tell you, the devil can have this world and everything it's got. Just make room for Jesus Christ, because that's what you need in your life today. Can we stand while they sing a verse of a song? You need to make room this morning. Mom and dad, young man or woman, you need to make room for Christ. Because in your place, if you don't make room, the trees will cry out. The rocks will cry out. They'll praise Him whether you and I do or not. But He didn't save a tree. He didn't save a rock. But He saved a wretch like me. Anybody else feel what I'm feeling in this house this morning? Anybody else know that you want to praise Him for what He's done for you? And for you to have no room. You say, well, I'm not blocking the Lord out on purpose. But the devil has come and filled your heart with so much of his stuff that you don't have time. He'll fill your mind with that you've got plenty of time left to get right. Plenty of opportunities ahead of you. But know not that this might be the day that we get called. The rich man looked at all that he had and he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barn and build greater barns. The Bible says that, if I can use that in an analogy this morning, he had time, he had room for everything else, but not room for God. Because he said, to this day thy soul shall be required of thee. The Bible says if we was to gain the whole world and lose our soul, what would we give in exchange? I've talked with many moms and dads. And Robbie, if you'd pause for just a minute. Many moms and dads over the years that have told me, looking back on their children and their grandchildren, I wish I'd made more time to take them to church. I wish I'd made more time to take them to Sunday school, let them hear the stories, and more time to spend with them. Folks, my boys was involved in sports. Tiffany was involved in sports, and it was a great honor for me to be there as their parent. But there is no greater honor than to see your child walk down the aisle and give their life to Jesus Christ. Because it doesn't matter if they make the headlines in this world. It doesn't matter if they're an all-star. What matters is that they're born again child of God. and that they know that their life is secure in Jesus Christ. You can make time, you can make room, if only you would just push out the devil and his works. It's not just the lost. Today, church, it's church folks that the devil has come in and pushed everything else into their lives to where they don't have time for God or the church. It's a shame. It's a shame. But you that are lost, you need to make room this morning. This could be the best Christmas present, Wayne, that you could ever receive. To know that you have the Lord as your Savior. See, I can leave behind to my family and friends that if something happens to me this afternoon or tonight or this week, don't cry for me as those that left no hope. But Brother Kenny, I can share with them that one Saturday night in a little storefront church, I may not have had anything else, but I had a heart that was full of conviction and full of the devil telling me to wait just another day, wait just another service. But how many of you remember the best gift that you ever received in your life was when you stepped out behind the pew and walked down to an old-fashioned mourner's bench and cried out to Jesus to forgive you your sins and to save you? Folks, there's nothing else that compares with that gift that I have, because it's been with me all these years. And people say, don't you get tired of it, Sister Carlene? And I say, no. In fact, it gets sweeter and sweeter every day, because I know it's gaining in value. People say, how can it be gaining in value? Have you not read? Have you not heard? I've got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. And you can have it this morning while they sing one more verse. Just one verse, Brother Rob. Amen. Sing on. Time for everything else. Room for everything else. Except for what you really need to make time and room for in your life. Yes. Won't you make that step this morning? Make room in your heart, in your life, for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, coming on home. This church loves you. God loves you today. His Son loves you so much that He gave His life for you. And all He asks is that you make room for Him. As we celebrate Christmas this year, my prayer is that every one of us would make, I heard about some of the parents, and maybe it was even some here that is at our church, that they told their kids, before you can get anything else for Christmas, you must first go through all of your toys, all of your stuff that you have, and pick out those things that you don't play with, so that we can give them to some other kids that don't have those. And make room in your closet, in your toy box, for these new gifts that you've asked for. You know what every one of us needs to do today? Is we need to go through our lives. Look at all those things. My life included. I'm not excluding anybody. Look at all those things that we have filled up our lives with and say, what is really important? And people, we need to make more room for Christ, His church, and His work than anything else that we could put in our life. And the dividends will be the best. In fact, let me tell you this. The Bible says, from all my reading, Brother Kenny, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the Bible tells us that the least amount that God offers back to His people is 30%. 30% is the least. And people say, you mean everything I do for the Lord, He'll give me back that plus 30% more? Has anybody ever given to the Lord and not been paid far above what you could ever expect? Far above. Some got 30%. Some got 60. Some got... You go back and read the Word. You know what it tells us? That God will give you more than what your closets are able to hold, if you'll just make time for Him today. And I believe I have a witness in the house. How many of you know that every time you make more room for God, He pays you over and over and over again? Amen? God bless you today. I hope you got something from the message this morning that you could take with you. And remember our program tonight at 6 o'clock. And let's certainly pray for our sister Tara, that God would bless her, that, you know, she, whatever it is that she has, that that she'll be able to get a prescription, or maybe just something over the counter, or maybe even just a movement of the Holy Spirit. And people say, well, you mentioned prescription. I believe that God gave men knowledge to prescribe stuff for us, but I also believe that God can do more than any prescription that you can take. So let's pray for her. Remember 6 o'clock. Remember to bring a covered dish. Remember Wayne and Checky as they're traveling up to Indiana for that visitation and the funeral tomorrow. And Carlene, what time does the kids need to be here?
Or
they're staying with you all day. All right. Yeah. Jacob's going to volunteer everybody. But we need a couple of guys with good strong backs. And that excludes many of us. But we need some of you with good strong backs to stay around and help move a couple pieces of furniture, if you would. Just take a few minutes. God bless you. Come back and be with us tonight at 6 o'clock. Expecting great things to happen in our Christmas program.